It's 88.5 KCSN here in Los Angeles. Happy to be joined by the members of Elvi, Matt Berninger and Brent Knopp. The collaboration, it's taken its roots a while back. I understand that you toured the National and Menomina toured, I guess this more or less had its inception somewhere in a van parked outside of the Holocene Club on the West Coast at one point, didn't it?
12 years ago, I think, yeah.
We just looked it up yesterday. It was October 24th.
Was it?
Yeah, 2003.
And
yeah, the National was coming through Portland and played a show at Holocene in Portland, and Menomina played that gig as well. And I remember talking to Matt after the show. He was very nice then.
Was I nice?
So much has changed.
Yeah, but the Menomina and the National ended up doing lots of tours together. And yeah, Brent and I have known each other for a long time. And this project just kind of very slowly started bubbling about, I guess, I don't know, a few years ago. Brent just had a lot of ideas, and I told him to send me whatever his leftovers were that he wasn't using for Menomina or Ramona Falls, his other band. And he sent me like 300, a folder of 300 different little music sketches. And I just started slowly kind of listening to that. It was like 11 hours of music and, you know, just like picking little bits of it and started writing lyrics to and melodies for these little bits. And then the project would kind of like go on ice for a few months while he was in the studio with Ramona Falls, or I was in doing National stuff or on tour. So it was this kind of it would cook for a little bit, and then it would go into the freezer. And but then when the National finished their touring for Trouble Will Find Me, is when we kind of dove in and thought, let's finish a record, let's make a record. And
yeah, it seemed like it was becoming a real thing only like in the last year, like about a year ago. It seemed like, okay, this is actually gonna happen, and it really picked up speed and it all came together.
And you guys kind of kept it, I don't want to say clandestine, but you kind of kept it off the grid. It was a personal exchange of ideas at first, was it not?
It was. We didn't. I mean, I told the National. I told the rest of my band about working on it because I was actually working on it in the bus. You know,
yeah, well, and it's probably good that you let them know. Yeah. You're not just talking to yourself. Yeah,
right. I would be back in my bunk with my laptop and GarageBand, like singing and. Yeah, so they knew about it, but we didn't really tell anybody else, not because we were trying to be secretive. It was we didn't know if it was ever going to, you know. It was one of these things where it's like an early pregnancy. You got to wait. You don't know if it's going to happen, if it's going to take or not, you know. And so we didn't say anything because we didn't want to say like, oh, yeah, we kind of, that thing, we gave up on it or something. So I think that's why we kept it such a, just didn't talk about it much, yeah.
Meet me somewhere near the back, where the bouncers won't attack. I think the world's about to end. I don't need your love, I just need a friend. I just need a friend to guard the door. I just need a couple minutes on the floor. I just need to talk to you for a second. Just need a break from the sound, cause it's killing me. You were supposed to be here before the last song. You were supposed to bring me a brother's wheel. You were supposed to walk me home from the river, man. This is heartbreaking, heartbreaking, heartbreaking. Why are they talking to my father? He's way behind the candelabra. Everyone is now and then. I don't need your love, I just need a friend. I just need a friend to guard the door. I just need a couple minutes on the floor. I just need to talk to you for a second. I just need a break from the sand, cause it's killing me. You were supposed to be here before the last sun. You were supposed to bring me your brother's weed. You were supposed to walk me home from the river, man. This is heartbreaking, heartbreaking, heartbreak. You were supposed to be here before the last sun. You were supposed to bring me your brother's weed. You were supposed to walk me home from the river, man. This is heartbreaking, heartbreaking, heartbreaking. Man, this is heartbreaking, 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 heartbreak, heartbreaking, heartbreak, heartbreaking, heartbreaking.
I've read that the notion of the album almost had a playful conception, that you perceived it as sort of a musical, and there's a backstory to that, is there not? Something about your daughter playing
there
musical?
Is, I guess when people have been asking me like what the record's about, usually I don't have an answer for that. But with this record, it kind of is about some things. There are these characters that pop up and are recurring characters throughout it. This character, Dee Dee Bloom, and then a character named Michael, and those characters are based somewhat based on Dee Boone and Mike Watt from the band Minutemen.
Right.
Their friendship, but I've turned it into this sort of romance, which was influenced by Grease and Sandy and Danny and so a lot of these different sort of stories, and it's also based on my growing up in Cincinnati and meeting my wife, not in Cincinnati, but it's all mixed into this thing, and so it's a little bit of an autobiographical story with these characters it feels like half of a musical, and I think the other half is still unresolved.
But that the other half, if you will, again, judging on some comments I've seen made, seems to have also allowed you to look back at life growing up in Cincinnati and just how you fit in or didn't fit in, and how certain musical bands really helped you get through some of those formative years, and that sense of what music meant to you kind of informed what you guys were going to do together collaboratively, did it not?
Yeah, it's there is a element to the narratives and the themes in this thing that's kind of about discovering music and then finding your tribe in the world, or you're connecting with another stranger with music or through a rock club. And there's this club in Cincinnati that I actually never went to because I was too young, called Jockey Club. And that's kind of a setting for a lot of it, where this character Dee Dee and Michael meet there, and they bond over music, and so there's that story is going on through it. So it was kind of, Cincinnati. It's a very very city that's very blue and red, When you meet the people that you like-minded people, and I'm a big lefty and was into listening to REM and the Smiths and stuff and the Cure, and when I met other people that were into those bands, then I kind of felt connected to the rest of the world, and it wasn't really until then, so it's a little bit about that of how rock and roll or common interests. I mean, for some people it's sports, people connect over all kinds of things. But for me, rock and roll was the way that I found my friends and all that kind of stuff, and found myself.
You have had collectively a pretty rich experience in terms of a lot of musicians interacting with you, sometimes playing with, sometimes just being friends with. Do you feel great about the course both of your careers have taken in terms of meeting the right people, those kind of people that you just referred to that you felt were kindred spirits?
Yeah, for sure. Because when you meet someone who has like a different creative identity and vibe than you, and you start working together, it's unpredictable the way that your ideas will bounce off each other and ricochet. And so, I mean, that's been one of the most gratifying things working with Matt is like, he mentioned that I sent him a ton of ideas, like 11 hours worth of demos, and he would choose stuff that I was even embarrassed to send over, and just thought was like not worth exploring, but he would like kind of find these little phrases and then he would kind of like loop a certain phrase or a certain musical idea and then twist it around and then send it back. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like that magic of seeing potential in each other's, I don't want to say flaws, but in seeing potential in each other and finding value in places where your collaborator might not even know it's there. And then so we kind of would bounce, and then Matt would send me something and I would twist it around and send it back to him. And it would kind of come as a surprise to him, the stuff that I would do. And then that process just kept going. And so I think that's the case with, most collaboration that is fruitful is somehow, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
No time to crank the sun and dry our hair before we go. No time to lay around. We'll come back someday. No time to change our minds. The pricks are always on our heels. No time to fight about it. This time we can't be late. I was driving, taking chances, walking way too far out on some broken branches. Sometimes where you're going, it's hard to see. Knew there was something missing. They said no one could ever get me to sit and listen. I was always trying to leave. Baby got away from me. It got away from me. No time to plan our feet. These things, they always come from nowhere. No time to lay around. We'll come back someday. Nothing will ever just come to you. It's only what you find around and what you do. If you don't hold it tight, it'll leave. I kept seeing you all around me. Couldn't just stand here and wait until you found me. I had to take you to make you believe. Baby, it got away from me. It got away from me. It got away from me. me.
Impression both in the first couple of songs that we've heard from the forthcoming album and in just the dialogue that you understood you didn't want to have too much structure and too many rules coming into this collaboration. In a sense, it was almost, it seems like there was a playful sense of there are no rules in what we can do here. Let's figure out what we, you know, comes of these songs. Was it as fun as it seems to have been, or did you guys get into any kind of fist fights that we haven't heard about yet?
Not yet. No. I mean, in some ways, you know, since Matt is focused on the lyrics and the melodies, and since I'm focused on kind of the instrumental side of things, there's kind of a built-in boundary that lets us kind of be, the curator of our own domain. And I don't feel like I never wanted to, you know, tread into Matt's area and tell him what lyrics to change. And I never felt like he wanted to, you know, micromanage any, you know, piano ideas or whatever. So it's like, I feel like there was kind of a, just in the way that our relationship was structured, there was this really effective boundary already that just kind of made collaborating with each other really natural. And so the friction was at a minimum to begin with. And
we debated little creative ideas and whether they, you know, and we would ask each other, you know, what they felt about it, and we'd give each other honest feedback. And it wasn't always like, hey, I love what you're doing. We were honest with each other, but we were also like, but it's your call. You know, like I trust you, you know? And so it was a great collaboration because it was like, tell me if you think this isn't good enough or this is lame. Or this, which one do you like better? You know, we did that. But ultimately it was like, then the other person would say, but like, you know, follow your gut on it. And so everything was like that. This whole project was just follow your gut and let's enjoy it and not worry about what the band's going to sound like. Not worry about, you know, not even worry about it sounding too much like or you know, or trying to like move away from our other bands. Let's not even think about it. Like if a song sounds like it could be a Ramona Falls song, but we like it, who cares? I think we didn't, you know, we didn't worry. And that's why I think there's 11 songs on the record and I don't think there are two that are like kind of similar. I mean, maybe there are. Maybe there's like slower ones. I
wouldn't know which ones. I mean, I think there's a lot of variety.
Yeah. It's kind of goes all over the place. And we didn't. That was part of it. That's like let's explore.
Well, the next thing that you're going to explore is bringing the songs to life in the live performance, and that's something where obviously, you know, you really are going to be in the same room at the same time. Yeah. And I take that at this point, you're getting ready to really lock down on what the live performance and what the context of those songs are going to be live, yeah?
Well, right now we're doing all these songs just with Brent playing the piano and me singing and nothing else. And I think we were scratching our heads about like what's that going to sound like. We didn't have any idea because the songs on the record are complex and very structured and very some of them are very spare, but it took you a while to transpose like these kind of complex songs just to one instrument and one voice. And that's what we're figuring out right now. And it's kind of refreshing. It's like some of these songs were like, oh, that if the song works well that way, then that's a good song. And,
right.
We're just figuring that out right now.
Yeah. And we are also like, you know, starting rehearsals for a tour in November and December with a bassist and a drummer, friends of ours.
And you will be coming to the Troubadour here in Los Angeles for two shows, 11/7 and 11/8. And that's going to be fun for all, I'm sure. And then the album, Return to the Moon, October 30th is the release date, yes?
Day before Halloween.
Scratch a ticket with a leg of a cricket, and I got triple Jesus. Cash it in for a Siamese twin at the family firing range. Went to bed and woke up inside another man's head. Nobody noticed. I'm so excited the senator's a fighter. Don't tell me nothing's changed. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon, please. Bought a saltwater fish from a colorblind witch, 'cause she said she loved it. Couldn't tell her the part that would break her heart, but it loved me. Said, I think you're getting too far from your family's house to find it. You should know if you're running away and I touch you, you freeze. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon, please. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon, please. Don't make me wait for you at the corner of Eden Park. Don't make me wait for you at the serpentine wall. Wish I could have been there when you were driving away for California. If you gotta go somewhere, then you better go somewhere far. Did you really think I could ever go on without you? I'm not a genius. Imagine myself being cool in the backseat of your car. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon, please. Return to the moon, I'm dying. Return to the moon.
Well, we look forward to it, and we certainly look forward to the release of the album, Return to the Moon. And I want to thank you guys for taking time to visit with us here at KCSN. It is Elvi, it's Matt and Brandon. Guys, thanks for spending some time with us and letting us know, and we look forward to seeing when you're out here in Los Angeles.
Thanks, Guy. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day, guys.
You too.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.